Welcome to God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Today's reading is Romans 10, verses 8 through 15. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. The central question is this, for this lesson, what does it take to be restored to God? The answer, the big idea, is this. The Bible teaches that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, God's holy plan for our lives. Today's lesson tells us that we need to turn around from where we are and accept the work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. We need to turn from the direction we are headed without God and turn to Christ. Our Heavenly Father is only a whisper away. The Holy Spirit Himself urges us to recognize what our Heavenly Father did through the Son, Jesus Christ. Besides being fully God, Jesus was fully man. He died to pay the price of sin, the price of our restoration to our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father raised Jesus, restoring his humanity. We say Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Yes, but he died for our sin. In his resurrection, we recognize what he did. The letter to the Romans says, just say it. Paul is telling us exactly what we tell our children who are rebellious. Just say what you need to say. To be restored to God, we need to recognize and just say what we already know. When we recognize where we are with God, we have this new position because of Jesus Christ. We can call on the Lord, and we can be sure of our salvation because whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning devotional is brought to you by your friends at Historical Zion Lutheran Church in Silver Hill. We believe that the Lord calls on his people to worship him and share his word. Zion Lutheran Church is located on the corner of 7th Street and 4th Avenue, one block south of State Highway 104, near the Silver Hill Library. We share the Lord's Supper on the first and third Sundays of the month. Want additional information? Go to our website www.lutheransinsilverhill.com or call us at 945-5209.